So, please lie on your back. And begin to sense yourself. What do you observe as you lie on your back? And you can include in that all aspects of yourself. So the feelings that move through you, the thoughts you have, the sensations that occur. And you may notice, maybe you're drawn to some things more than others. Again, maybe it's your thoughts, your feelings. Maybe it's a strong sensation. Notice, do you look for certain qualities as you listen to yourself? Meaning, are you drawn to sensations that are less comfortable or ones that are more comfortable? Notice as you observe things in yourself, do you comment to yourself about it? Is there some judgment about it? And if you do comment to yourself, and I bring it to your attention, do you then comment on how you're commenting? That's how we get in our own way. So if there's a second conversation in you, you just go, "Oh yeah, I'm doing that again." And then return to something else. Begin to more and more look at the sensations you have. Feel how you're lying on the ground. What information do you get from that? Are you comfortable? Uncomfortable? Somewhere in between? Do you have a sense that some places in you are pushing into the ground? Or the ground pushes up into you? What about the spaces between yourself and the floor? Do you find any? Maybe behind your neck, your knees, maybe your lower back. Sense your breathing. How does the breath enter and leave you? Where does it move you? In what directions? Feel at the end of the exhalation or the end of the inhalation, what determines the end? What stops you from taking in more air or expelling more air? Again, it's something to wonder about. There's no way you could have the answer to that. There may be some answer in terms of sensation. but we don't know why. And begin to compare the two sides of yourself. Are they different? Does one side feel longer or shorter? Maybe one side feels wider or narrower. Maybe one side is fuller or flatter. Maybe you have another way of determining differences. You'll keep coming back to these ideas, these sensations. Seeing, do they develop or change in different ways? And would you please roll onto your right side? And then roll onto your back again. Oh. And onto your right side again. And feel, how do you do it? Roll onto your back again. Don't try to change it or adapt anything. So slowly you can go back and forth and feel, how do you do that? And then the next time you roll onto your right side, stay there. And have your legs bent at the knees and the hips, with one leg on top of the other. And if you can have your left hand or arm on the floor in front of you, with the fingers pointing in the direction of the top of your head. And very slowly, start to bring your left elbow and your left knee a little bit towards each other and back again. So the left arm is on the floor with the fingers pointing on the top towards the top of your head. So the elbow is bent, but on the floor in front of you. And slowly you start to direct the elbow and the knee towards each other, but they don't need to touch. I didn't say touch them. That's what we do as adults. We already create an outcome. So you're not allowed to touch them. Now, feel as you do that, how do you do it? Is it an exercise? Or is it a movement that you could wonder about? What would change? Do it as if it's an exercise. Everyone knows how to exercise. Yeah, that's familiar to us. Do you see children doing that on their own? Only when they imitate adults. And now do the movement slower and wonder about it. And see if you get interested in different things. And notice, as you're doing the movements, do you lift the leg in the air? Do you need to? Maybe the leg could slide against the other leg. Maybe the arm could slide against the other arm or the floor. Now, pause. Just rest on your side. So if we think about wondering or being curious, we really need something to wonder about, to be curious about. So again, begin to bring your left elbow and left knee a little bit towards each other and back. Begin to wonder about how that happens. Where do you feel yourself working, participating? Maybe you can feel little starts and stops in the movement, or little jumps. You can wonder about that. Don't try to change it, though. So don't touch your elbow and knee. It will be more effective if you just move a few inches or centimeters towards each other and back than if you do a larger movement. When you do a smaller movement, you can more clearly sense how you begin the movement. If you do a large and grosser movement, you lose that initiation. Now, pause, roll onto your back and take a rest. Now, one thing I forgot to mention is the rests. So you can rest whenever you want. I'll give you frequent rests, but don't wait for me if you need to rest. And as we come to rest, like right now, you might notice if you sense yourself any differently, if the movements you did made a difference in what you sense or how you sense. And please roll onto your right side again. Again, your legs bent one on top of the other. And the left arm somewhere on the floor in front of you as before. And now even slower, start to bring your left elbow and left knee towards each other and back. Maybe even smaller. You don't go as far. Feel, can you give over the weight of your arm and leg more and more to gravity? And notice as you're moving your limbs, does one limb keep moving after the other one stops? Don't change it, just notice if you do that. And then continue, but have them begin and end at the same time. And do the smaller of the two. So if your arm stops someplace, let the leg stop someplace at the same time. And notice, if you do that, do you get interested in other things, drawn to other things? Are there other details in yourself you can start to observe? Pause, but stay on your side. In the same way, begin to bring your left elbow and left knee a little bit towards each other and back. And without interrupting the movement, so you keep moving throughout, can you shift it a little so that you're thinking of bringing the left ankle and the left wrist towards each other? It would look exactly the same to someone watching. But internally, you're thinking of two different places coming together and back. And notice, does that change something? If you think of initiating the movement in the wrist and the ankle, does it feel different? And are you still letting gravity be part of it? So that the arm can slide against the other arm? If you have the experience of having picked up a child, I don't know, a year to somewhere between 1 and 3 years old, especially when they're tired, you feel how they give themselves over to your arms. Can you give yourself over to the floor? Can you not hold yourself away from the ground? Now shift back again to bringing the elbow and the knee towards each other and back. And does it change? Does thinking of it differently change something in what you feel? Leave it, roll onto your back, and take a rest. Please come onto your side again, the same position, and bring the left elbow and left knee a little bit towards each other, but stay there, somewhere comfortable. And imagine you're holding a stick between the tip of your elbow and the tip of your knee, so you're going to keep the same distance between the elbow and knee, and begin to move the stick headward and then footward. Slowly, gently. The leg still rests against the other leg. So it means the arm and the leg both move up together, and then they both move down together. Up in relation to where the top of your head is, not to the room. So you keep the same distance between the elbow and the knee. Go slow enough that you can maintain that and feel that. So it's not to the ceiling, up and down in relation to yourself. So the arm and leg move footward and then headward. But together, you have a stick between the elbow and knee. Pause and rest on your side. And then slowly go back to the earlier movement. Begin to bring the left elbow and left knee towards each other and back. Feel, is it different? Is it getting easier? What's the quality of the movement like? The starts and stops. Where you feel yourself working. And then shift to thinking of the foot and the hand coming towards each other and back. Does it change? Go back to the knee and elbow. and leave it. Rest on your back again. And come on to your right side. Begin to bring your left elbow and left knee just a little bit towards each other, and then apart. And this time when you go apart from each other, go a little bit further. Just a little bit. And then bring them back together towards each other. And then move them a tiny bit further apart. It's as if you're slowly growing the distance between the elbow and the knee. And your hand can slide on the floor. Slide against the other arm. Go slowly. So each time there's a feeling that the arm lengthens a little bit, the leg lengthens a little bit, a little bit. And are you doing it in a way that you like the way it feels? When I say that, I forgot about that? It's so easy to lose sight of that. And what does that mean to you? Pause on your side. One question we might consider, why spend time like this to develop the quality of what we're doing? And there are lots of reasons, actually. But one is to bring us back into the state where we start to listen to our state of comfort and ease as a way both of being with ourselves and regulating ourselves. Slowly start to bring the elbow and knee a little bit towards each other. And then apart, each time lengthening the arm and leg a little bit more. Notice, is the leg or arm one becoming longer before the other? If it is, go slower. Start over. And see, can they both go towards lengthening the same amount at the same time? Feel as you lengthen the arm and leg, can they also start to reach a little bit behind you? A little bit. And of course it comes back again. And feel as the hand reaches behind you and the foot reaches behind you. What starts to happen? What could happen? So it's not just above you, it's behind you, where your back is facing. Leave it. Rest on your back. And does lying on your back feel different than it did in the beginning? What's your sense of symmetry or asymmetry like now? Are you curved much more to one side? Are you weighted differently? Roll on to the same side, the right side. And again, continue with what you were just doing. The elbow and knee can come a little bit towards each other. And then increasingly further apart. So the arm and leg lengthens. And they reach behind you. Come back again. And notice, does it change it if you think of the ankle and wrist moving together and apart? Does it change something inside you in sensation? Feel if the arm and leg get longer and gently reach further behind you, where might you end up? Find out. Feel, are you stopping yourself from letting something happen? Remember gravity? It's more than a good idea. It's a law. Could gravity take over more? Would it help bring you onto your back? And then could the elbow and knee come together to bring you back onto your side? Feel, how could you roll yourself from your side to your back and to your side again by moving the arm and leg like this? And maybe even sense as you're doing it how it unfolds and folds the center of you. And then end up on your right side. And then find out what it's like to bring the left elbow and left knee towards each other as you did in the beginning. Just feel the quality of the movement. Is it easier? Is it more the way you'd like to move and feel? Is it different in some way from the beginning? And then let the elbow and knee move apart until it takes you all the way onto your back. And then rest there. And feel how you come onto your back like that. You can bring your arm down alongside you and just rest. And again, resting on your back, what do you sense now? What draws your attention? Slowly, roll onto your left side. Just notice what it's like to even get there. Does it feel strange? Not as easy? Have your legs bent at the knees and the hips? And one leg on top of the other? And have the right arm on the floor in front of you with the elbow bent? And so the fingers point in over the top of your head, where the top of your head points. And just do a couple of movements of bringing the right elbow and knee a little bit towards each other and then a little bit apart. Feel what's it like on this side? Does it start out better than the other side did? Does it feel more awkward or less clear? And then pause and begin to imagine that you're doing that. How fully can you think of this elbow and this knee coming towards each other and back? Internally, how can you create more of a sense of that? And we talked a little earlier about different learning styles, the visual, auditory, and kinesthetic. So for some people, when they imagine a movement, it's as if they're seeing themselves or someone else doing it. For others, it's a kind of listening to themselves. And for others, it actually feels as if you're moving. And then there's some people who have difficulty imagining. So there's a few ways around it. First, you can pretend that you're doing the movement. See, if you pretend that you're bringing the elbow and knee together, does that create more of a sense of it? And each time you pretend it, you can pretend it's more and more the way you'd like yourself to move. And if pretending doesn't work, actually do the movement. But do it so small that no one could tell that you were doing it. It's invisible. But internally you feel it. But no one could see it. And so whatever way you imagine bringing the elbow and the knee towards each other and back, continue, but think you're bringing the ankle and the wrist together and back. And internally, does it change it? Do you pretend or imagine something different then? And then return to imagining the elbow and the knee coming towards each other and back. Now pause, rest on your side. Bring your right elbow and knee a little bit towards each other and stay there. And place an imaginary stick between the tip of the elbow and the tip of your knee. And now imagine that you move the stick headward and footward. But you're just imagining it. You're pretending. Or you're doing it invisibly. But feeling as you do that, how would you be involved in doing that? How would you work to keep the stick there? What would you do to begin the movements of the arm and leg together? To end them together? What would you do in your torso to move the stick up and down? Would something happen in the front of you or the back of you? More in your chest or belly or pelvis? And then leave the stick. Bring your arm and leg to where they started. And just a couple of movements, imagine you're bringing them together again. And then leave it. Rest on your back. And notice as you come onto your back, have just those few minutes imagining made a difference in what you sense? Has something shifted in the sense of symmetry or asymmetry in yourself? And roll onto your left side again. And this time, imagine that your right elbow and knee move a little bit towards each other and then further apart. And each time you imagine it, you can imagine the distance increases each time between the elbow and knee. And again, you're imagining. You're pretending. And each time you imagine it happening, you can imagine the arm and leg lengthening a little bit more. And then returning again. And as the arm and leg lengthen in your imagination, You can imagine them reaching behind you as well. Feel, where would you get longer as you did that? Not just in the arm and leg. In the rest of yourself, where might you get longer? And as the elbow and knee come together in your imagination, where would you fold? Could you imagine that the arm and leg reach even further until it starts to move you to your back, and then the elbow and knee come towards each other to bring you onto your side? Now, in a moment, you're going to actually begin to do it. But when you do it, notice how far away is it from what you imagined? Is it exactly as you imagined? Or did you leave something out or add something in? And if you did, go back to imagining it with the new information. Go ahead and do it. See, how close or far is it from what you thought? And if you discover some detail that's different, go back to imagining it with a new detail. So now you're actually moving. So you lengthen the leg and arm, and seeing how different is it from what you thought. Feel, what's the quality of coming onto your back and returning like now? As you come back onto your left side, is that different from a short while ago when I first asked you to roll onto that side? And then end up on your left side. And just explore, as you did earlier, a small movement of bringing the right elbow and right knee a little bit towards each other, a little bit apart. Feel, has imagining it made a difference? Maybe it's better than the other side was. What do you find? And then roll yourself onto your back and rest again. Again, notice how you're lying on the floor now. Roll onto your right side. And slowly start to bring both elbows and both knees a tiny bit towards each other and then a little bit further away from each other. And go back and forth. Don't try to touch them. Bring them the same amount towards each other. But then each time they move apart, let them move further apart. But both elbows and both knees, Everything moves. And feel that the arms and legs can get longer and eventually start to reach behind you. You know where it's going. How do you find your way there? And then, of course, how do you bring yourself onto the right side again? How can both elbows and both knees come together again and then move apart? And if you bump into someone else, introduce yourself. And see, could you take yourself onto your back and then bring the elbows and knees together to bring you onto the left side? And you go back and forth like that, folding and unfolding yourself. Do you still like the way it feels? Have you forgotten that? Do it so you really like the way it feels. What would be different if you did that? Would it change the speed, the timing? Feel how you use your elbows and knees to move your torso, but really you're moving your torso. And end up on your right side. And now like this, just do a small movement. Bring the left elbow and left knee a little bit towards each other, apart. Feel what's it like now. Do they almost touch in spite of yourself? Is the quality of the movement easier? More the way you'd like to feel yourself moving? And leave it. Roll onto your back. And take another look inside. Feel, how do you lie on the floor now? Do you rest on the ground differently? The places where you felt yourself pushing into the floor or the floor pushing into you? Have they softened? What about the spaces between yourself and the floor? Are they the same or have they changed? What about your breathing? What's your sense of the end of the inhalation or the end of the exhalation? Has that softened too? And how do the two sides of yourself compare now? Are you more symmetrical or more asymmetrical? Longer or shorter? Wider? Narrower? Fuller or flatter? And just sense the way you're with yourself right now. Is there something different in the quality of that? And then slowly roll to whatever side is comfortable and bring yourself up to standing. Feel, how do you roll though when you roll? Is there a different feeling to it? Ease? And then as you come up to standing, Just feel what draws your attention initially. Is there a different sense of yourself? Is that in sensation? Do you sense different things? Or is it an attitude? Do you feel with yourself in a different way? Begin to walk and feel what that's like. What's the quality of your walking? Is it different than how you usually sense yourself in walking? Or maybe remind you of moments in your life when you walk like this? What do you feel? And then make your way down to the front of the room here and have a seat. And we'll talk for a few minutes before we take a break.